This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. While the U.S. and its European allies debate how to respond to the crisis in Ukraine, the U.S. and the EU are also trying to hammer out a new trade deal. The preliminary round of negotiations for the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership wrap up in Arlington, Virginia today. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
The Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership could reduce tariffs, translating into lower prices for consumers. Fran Burwell with the advocacy group The Atlantic Council has studied the potential economic impact for the U.S.
Every state gains in terms of its exports to the EU. There will be about 740,000 new jobs created in the United States over 10 years.
She says the auto industry in particular could see a big jump in sales. On the downside, environmentalists caution that the deal could undermine more than tariffs. Michelle Chan directs economic policy at Friends of the Earth.
This transatlantic trade deal will really focus on deregulation, with the idea being that environmental and public health protections themselves can be construed as barriers to trade.
A final trade deal is still years away, though it could be affected by elections in Europe this weekend. Those elected leaders will have to sign off on any trade deal before it becomes law. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.